That company has a PR problem. You've probably heard this saying before. I've certainly heard it a lot. Recently, I was on a professional panel with a PR director from Wells Fargo, who was questioned from an audience member about Wells Fargo's PR problem, which she quickly corrected that Wells Fargo doesn't have a PR problem. They have an organizational problem that needs PR. Touché and true. Before you assign a company's problems to PR, dig deeper to find the underlying problem. Public relations is often used as a tool when a company or individual is in a fix or crisis, but the problem itself is not usually a PR problem. And PR is generally not the bad guy. It's when PR is used inappropriately that it gets a bad name. The pitch challenge today: pay closer attention to company and individual scandals in the news and start to recognize the difference between using PR for good relations versus using it as a cover or for an agenda. In the case of Wells Fargo, their PR team had to create a communications plan to tell customers that the company was wrong, that the company was sorry, and that the company plans to fix the problem to make it right. Wells Fargo did not have a PR problem. They had an organizational problem that needs help from public relations to make things right with their customers.